现在一起读今天的经文，经文是来自创世纪的第22章1至到18节。我们会用启英的方式读出，先读中文，然后再读英文。
Today's scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 18. We'll read this passage responsively, first in Chinese and then in English.
创世纪的22章第一节。这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：亚伯拉罕。他说：我在这里。
这里读三个字，你所爱的神，我爱你的，在我所与知识你的山上，把他变为凡尘。
亚伯拉罕清早起来，备上炉，带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说：你们和路在此等候，我与童子往那去去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说：父亲啊！亚伯拉罕说：我儿，我在这里。以撒说：请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
神自己被作燔祭，于是
他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒，放在坛的柴上。耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。他说：我在这里。
你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，留下不敢。
亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊，两角扣在稠密的小树中。亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。
咁地方起名叫耶和华以勒，意思就是耶和华必备的意思。
耶和华的使者第二次从天上呼叫亚伯拉罕说：论福，我必赐大福给你；论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星、海边的沙。你子孙必得着仇敌的城门，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
Genesis chapter 22, verse 1. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him.
On the other day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar.
Then Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you.
And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid on Isaac his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went both of them together.
And Isaac said to his father Abraham, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. He said, Behold, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering?
Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb of the burnt offering. So they went both of them together.
When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am.
He said, Do not lay your hand on the horn or do anything to me. For now I know that you have seen me, you have not withheld a son, your own son, from me.
And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son.
So Abraham called the name of that place, the Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided.
And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven.
By myself, I sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son.
I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore, and your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.
牧师今日传讲信息的题目是耶和华以立。
Today's message from Pastor Thomas is titled, The Lord Will Provide.
Good morning, everyone.
这两天天气真的很热。
It's been quite a couple of hot days.
当天气暖的时候，我就想起这个暑假怎么开心的玩玩玩玩滩。
Now we're starting to think about how we can have fun during this summer.
其实最开心的应该就是回来神的面前去敬拜神。
But the most joyous is to come here in front of God and worship him together. Our God deserves our whole heart, whole mind, whole spirit to worship him. Let us pray together.
天父，我们多谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你是那位创造天地万物的神。
You're the creator of the heavens and the earth.
将万物是赐给人类去 enjoy 和享受。
You've given us all your creation so that we may enjoy it.
在我们今天能够来到你面前的时候，
As we come before you today,
因为你耶稣基督的牺牲，我们就可以来到你面前去敬拜你。
Because of the sacrifice of your son Jesus Christ, we are able to come and worship you.
就让我们今天能够全心全意的去敬拜。
Let us wholeheartedly worship you today.
就我今天传讲你的信息和Cathy翻译的时候，
As I preach your message and as Cathy interpret,
和我们会众一起来听你的话语的时候，
And as the whole congregation listen to your word,
求你圣灵与我们同在，加添力量。
May your Holy Spirit be with all of us and strengthen us.
叫能够听到的能够听得明白。
So that those who hear would understand.
我祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Pray all these in your son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们做人有很多决定要做的。
There are many decisions as a person we need to make.
当我们年轻的时候，我希望我能够跟我的 埋堆到我们自己的朋友的里面。
As we were young, we wanted to be with our peers.
每年在这个时候我们很多高中毕业的都要决定去哪一间大学读书。
During this time, every year, there are many graduates from high schools.
或者我跟哪个拍拖，哪个结婚呢？
And then there are decisions as to what our future spouse should be.
要不要跟着个公司搬去第二个州去工作呢？
Should I move with my company to a different state?
我应该放低我舒适的环境 去做宣教的工作。
Should I step out of my comfort zone and go and be a missionary?
这个每一个都不是一个很容易的决定。
None of these are easy decisions to make.
其实我们做每一个决定的时候，无论大小都好，都是一个省太深，我们的心的一个机会。
Whether the decision is large or small, it is an opportunity to examine our hearts.
正因为神是我们天地万物的主宰的时候，
because if the Lord is our sovereign God,
我们应该来到神面前问一下，我们所做的是不是合乎神的旨意。
We need to come before God and ask whether what we decide is pleasing to him.
但事实上不是我们每一件事我都很清楚，很知道应该下一步怎么做。
But indeed, not everything is made clear as to what the next steps should be.
有时神的方法或者他的目的太过隐藏了。
Sometimes God's method or purpose could be hidden.
有时真的要去到面对面见到神的时候，我才能够清楚知道。
Sometimes we won't know until we are face to face with God.
但是但是这样不应该削弱了我们对神的信心。
But all these should never minimize the faith we have in God.
也不应该减低我们对遵守神命令的意愿。
It should never reduce the significance of our submitting and obeying the Lord.
因为如果是神的旨意的话，无论困难有多大，
because if it is indeed God's will, no matter how big the challenge is,
神都会给我们有引导和力量去面对。
God will provide and guide us to face it.
而且我们心最大的渴慕应该是神自己。
And the greatest desire of our heart should be God himself.
而不是说定是渴慕神了给我们那些好处那些礼物。
Not just to desire what God will give us as a blessing or good things.
那些我们心里头很想有的很喜欢的东西。
Or things that we most want.
我们就会很恳切的这样去祈祷。
And so for that, we will just urgently pray to the Lord.
哎呀，神啊，求你俾我入到嗰个大学啦
！Oh God, please let me get into a good college.
啊，神啊，求你医好我个病啦
！God, please heal my illness.
啊，有时我哋个口里头成日话我哋感谢主。
A lot of times we say we thank the Lord.
啊，好多隐藏喺我哋心底个里面嘅系有啲为咗自己嗰啲错误嘅动机。
But lots of times hidden within our heart.The wrongful motivation.
但是我们怎么知道我里头的动机是什么呢？
But how do we know what our motivation is?
最好的测试就是当神要将我们心里头最好喜好的东西拿走的时候。
The best test for that is when God takes away something that we love most.
就在那里就显露了我们心里头那个代替了神的偶像。
That will expose the idol that we had used to replace God.
神亦都喺嗰度拆毁我哋心里头个偶像，好叫能够重建我哋对神嗰个爱。
God will destroy the idols within our heart so that we may once again go and pursue God.
我仲好似听见耶稣问啊，你爱我比呢啲更深吗？
It's as if we can hear Jesus asking, Do you love me more than this?
我们今天这个经文，我们记载了一个很惊心动魄的试验。
Today, the scripture that we have just read had given us something that is a stunning, earth-shaking test. This is a test that God initiated and provided. The first verse he said,
写事以后, 神要试验亚伯拉罕。
Verse 1, sometime later, God tested Abraham.
他说这些事是指什么事呢?
So what are these things?
这些事就讲到是开始在第十二章创世纪。
And these things are what had started in chapter 12 in Genesis.
神呼召亚伯拉罕他离开他的本家去神所指示他要去的地方。
When God called Abram out of his homeland to a place that God is to lead him.
定者应许他的后裔会成为一个大国。
And God promised that his offsprings will become great nations.
亦都要叫很多人能够得到藉着他的后裔得到福气。
And many will be blessed because of his descendants.
虽然神之后神很多次的再应许再立约。
And subsequently, God had given him many promises.
但这个后裔这个福气亚伯拉罕足足等了25年那么久。
But this promise of an offspring, Abram had to wait many, many years for.
25 years.
And in chapter 21, it tells us that the son Isaac, which was born by Sarah, finally had been born.
跟着亚伯拉罕去信服神的命令。
Then Abraham started to obey God's command.
送走那个凭他自己血气生的以实玛利。
And his son, which was out of God's will, Ishmael, he sent him away. Therefore, only Isaac was left.
22章,
and today we come to chapter
22. 那个甚至是凭着神的应许生的以撒。
So that God wanted to send away and even to kill this promised offspring of Abraham, Isaac.
神要亚伯拉罕献上是什么? 第二节。
And in verse 2, we see what God wants Abraham to sacrifice.
他说要他做什么？要他你的儿子，然后你独生的儿子，是你所爱的以撒。
Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love.
你看他一层一层的讲，很深的几个关系。
So we can see a layer upon layer of relationship.
你的儿子，不单止是你的儿子，是你独生的儿子，你都是你最爱的那个儿子。
Your son, not only your son, but your only son, whom you love.
就是那个亚伯拉罕他等了很久很想有的儿子。
That is a son that Abraham had been waiting for a long time.
是他生命里唯一的希望那个以撒。
It is his life's only hope, Isaac.
一会儿说要亚伯拉罕去到摩利亚地去。 在神所要指示他的山上。
And God asked Abraham to go to the region of Moriah, on one of the mountains.
在那里要将以撒献为燔祭。
And there, Abraham was to sacrifice Isaac as an offering.
但这个要求简直是一个很听福性的 radical 的顺服。
So this particular condition of God is something very, very radical.
就是说什么呢？就以亚伯拉罕在他信心相信神给他的应许之后，
It is after Abraham believing in what God had promised.
现在又要面临这个应许是被烧毁毁掉 nullified。
But now Abraham has to face that promise being taken away.
而且这个试验之所以这么难，就是说亚伯拉罕要做父亲的，要亲手献上他的儿子。
And what make this request even more difficult is because Abraham had to give up his only son.
这个被撕裂开的这个伤痛。
And this is like a pain that feels like something has been torn out of you.
只有在后来天父献上他儿子耶稣基督的里面才能够完全明白。
It is something that can only be totally understood when we see God offered up his only son, Jesus.
这个试验是神给亚伯拉罕的信心的顺服的最高峰。
This is the climax. This is a test that would test Abraham's faith in God.
老实说，我们人心里面我们有了喜欢的，有了爱的东西或者人呢，其实很难去放手的。
Indeed, it is very difficult for us to let go of things that we love.
我们每一个人在我们的心里面都有那个抓紧不放的儿子。
Because within each of our hearts, there is this son that we want to hold on to.
这个儿子会带给我们有人生的意义。
Because the sun would bring us the significance of life.
这个儿子会带给我们人生有存在的价值。
It will give us this value of existence.
就正如我们的工作或者我们的家庭。
Whether it be our job or our family.
或者我们的儿女。
Or our children.
我们的学业或者我们的健康。
Our studies or our health.
这些东西明明神是你答应我祈祷给我的。
So all these things, Lord, you have promised me to give to me.
明明是神啊，你给我个祝福。
So these are the blessings from you, Lord.
神啊，你为什么要将这些东西拿走啊？
God, why are you taking these things away?
这个圣经告诉我，这个是神的试验。
But the Bible tells us that this is God's test.
试验这个意思就是说要证明这个被测试这个人或者物件是配得过他这个这样的价值。
The meaning of test is to see whether that the other proves worthy.
这个试验不同这个从魔鬼来的试探。
This test is not the same as a temptation from Satan.
魔鬼试探我们就为了要去毁坏我们。
When Satan tempts us, he wants to destroy us.
等我们做错事去离开神去埋怨神。
So that we could do the wrong thing, we would leave God and we will blame God.
但是同一件事神就用来去试验我们。
But at the same time, God could use the same thing to test us,
为了要坚固我们的信心，
to strengthen our faith,
要证明我们心里头真正的渴慕的是什么，
to prove to us what we truly desire in our hearts.
但这里他说这个试验就说神要亚伯拉罕将以撒去献为燔祭。
Here in this test, God wants Abraham to sacrifice Isaac as a burnt offering.
圣经从始至终都是禁止人呢去杀了人来献上当作祭物献给神的。
The Bible from the beginning to the end had always been opposed to the sacrifice of a human being.
反而从亚当的仔开始亚伯开始。
And it started with the son of Adam, Abel.
人呢就开始用动物来献祭。
That men began to use animals as sacrifice.
去代替人去逐罪，和去 去敬拜神。
The animal would represent atonement.
当人献燔祭嘅时候
，So when people offer a burnt offering，
啊，佢就要将火啊用火完全将呢个祭物嘅牛啊羊咧就完全嘅烧咗佢。
So that all that offering, whether it be an animal of a cattle or a lamb, they have to be burnt totally.
咁呢个动物嘅脂油啲香气就去到神嘅面前。
And the aroma of the animal's burnt fat would go up to the Lord.
啊，呢个就代表咗我哋喺上面嘅完全嘅献上去俾神。
And that represent our total 100% giving to God.
啊，你都将人去带到去带近你到神嗰度。
And it brings us closer to God.
跟住喺第三节咧，开始有个好详细嘅讲到亚伯拉罕点样去回应。
And then starting with verse 3, we see a very detailed response of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕佢话清早啊，一清早就起嚟。
And it tells us that Abraham woke up early the next morning.
哇，佢话一早就起嚟做啦。
Very early in the morning he started.
啊，应该做嘅嘢系要即刻去做噶，唔会话等到第二日先至去做。
So something that we that needs to be done should be done immediately.
啊，亚伯拉罕佢预备咗有只驴。
And he prepared a donkey.
就带着两个仆人和以撒。
And he brought two servants and his son Isaac.
他连燔祭的柴都斩好晒了。
He even had all the wood for the burnt offering all prepared.
他看到亚伯拉罕信服的第一步就是要当神所讲的说话是真的。
So we see the first step of Abraham's obedience was to truly take seriously, God's word.
阿神嗰句话系我哋要去遵行去实行嘅。
God's word needs to be acted upon.
啊，我做父母或者尤其做阿妈都好清楚啊。
So as a parent, especially a mother, we understand clearly.
啊，你叫咗啲仔女，你埋嚟去食饭啦。
When you ask your children to come to the dinner table.
啊，叫咗好多次啲都唔埋嚟。
But after many calls, they still haven't come.
啊，一系就挂住喺度打机。
Either they're busy with their video game.
喺度睇电视或者同朋友 text.
Or texting with their friends or watching television.
啊，做阿妈系佢觉得咩？佢觉得佢真系好唔听话，好唔尊重佢。
So as a mother, you might think that they are not being obedient and they are not respecting her.
啊！但系当我哋要，当我哋听到神讲个说话时候，会当神个说话系要真嘅，要跟住嚟做啊。
So when we hear God's word, God's saying to us, we need to take it very seriously and act upon it.
而且今次亚伯拉罕佢哋都冇同神喺度讲数。
And also this time, Abraham did not negotiate with God.
好似佢为咗个佐多玛同做咗好长个祈求一样，佢冇咁样做。
Contrary to what he had done with the incident at Sodom and Gomorrah when he had a long negotiation with the Lord.
啊，佢都冇话去周围同人去商量。
He didn't consult other people.
佢都冇话好似好愁眉苦面嘅瞓喺张床度唔想起身。
He did not frown. He did not just lay in bed.
啊，佢个信服个行动啊，就证明咗佢对神嗰个信心。
The action of his obedience clearly tells us about his faith in God.
第二，你听佢所讲嘅说话，都证明咗佢对神嗰个信心。
And also from the words that Abraham said, those also proved his faith in God.
第五节，佢对住佢嗰两个仆人咁样讲。
And in verse 5, he said to his servants,
啊！我话我哋两个人咧过去摆一摆，我哋就翻翻嚟噶啦咁。
The two of us, my son and I, would just go and then we'll come back。
啊，就系当第七节以撒问佢嗰只燔祭嗰个羊羔喺边度嘅时候。
So in verse 7, when Isaac asked about where the sacrificial lamb is for the burnt offering。
啊，亚伯拉罕佢咁样回答第八节。
And Abraham answered in verse 8.
哇, 神啊, 他必自己预备那个作燔祭的羊羔。
God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering.
啊, 他有信心, 他有信心地相信神必定会预备。
His faith enabled him to know that God indeed will provide.
啊, 阿伯拉罕在看到神的命令的里面，你看到神的那个应许。
And in God's command, Abraham also saw God's promise.
啊，就系喺佢要拎起刀嚟要杀佢个仔以撒嗰个时刻，佢都知道。
Even at that moment when he raised his knife about to plunge it into his son.
喺希伯来书第十一章第十七同第十九节咁样讲。
And in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, 17 and 19.
第十七节话亚伯拉罕因着信啊被试验嘅时候就把以撒献上，呢这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生嘅儿子献上。
Verse 17, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son.
诶，点解咧？第十九节佢哋讲话，佢以为神还能叫人从死里复活，佢亦都好似仿佛从死里中得回他的儿子来。
Why is that? In verse 19, it says he considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking.He did receive him back.
但因为他有信心相信，就算是死了也好，神都能够将这个儿子在水里，在死的里面将他拎回出来。
Abraham had the faith that even if his son dies, God is able to raise him up again.
究竟神在这里要试验亚伯拉罕什么呢？
So what is God testing Abraham on?
你看，你睇佢神点样答佢嘅时候咧，你睇到佢想试验亚伯拉罕啲乜嘢
？When you see the response of God, we see what the test was for Abraham.
啊，第十二节嘅上半部，佢话亚伯拉罕你系一个敬畏神嘅人。
And in verse 12, it says that you fear God.
因为他自验出他自己的自验出他知道他真的是一个敬畏神的人。
Because through this test, he has been proven that he fears God.
亚伯拉罕 是是否有将神是看为他最重生命中最重要的。
Whether Abraham had placed God as his most important thing in life.
只有神才是他人每一个人的生命中的唯一敬拜的对象。
And God is the only God that Abraham will worship.
第二点就是说第十二节第下半部。
And the second point is in the second part of verse 12.
这个试验给神看到他是什么？没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，不留下，不给我。
And God says, you have not withheld from me your son.Your only son.
这个是试验亚伯拉罕对神那个完全的奉献。
And that is a test of Abraham's total offering to God.
甚至是他心里头最爱的、最重视那个仔。
Even with a son whom he loved most.
他都完全的毫无保留的献上给神。
But he didn't hold back, and he offered it up totally to God.
啊，第三，佢试验到佢乜嘢咧
？And what is the third thing that he was tested
on? 第十八节佢话，因为你听从了我的话。
And in verse 18, it tells us that, because you listened to me and obeyed me.
啊，呢个讲到佢就系神亚伯拉罕，佢系个完全嘅信服神。
And here it tells us that Abraham completely obeyed God.
亚伯拉罕谦卑的，很认真的去遵从神给他的命令。
He humbly and seriously obeyed God's command.
这个就是亚伯拉罕真正的信心。
That is his real faith.
知道吗？我们每一个人的生命是要单单去讨神的喜悦。
So that our life is to please, is simply to please God.
而不是说去讨好我们旁边的人，我们的上司或者我们的同济，我们的朋友。
It is not to please our bosses, our friends, our neighbors.
第十三到第十四嗰阵，唔单止去自验亚伯拉罕对神嗰句佢嘅忠诚 loyalty。
And verses 13 and 14 not only talked about Abraham's loyalty to God.
佢讲到神佢必预备 provide。
But it tells of God providing.
正如第八节亚伯拉罕话，神必自己佢预备嗰个作燔祭嘅羊羔。
Just like in verse 8, when Abraham said that God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering.
喺呢度之前，其实神一直嘅系都喺度预备咗亚伯拉罕信心成长嗰个功课。
Actually, prior to this incident,God had been preparing for Abraham's growth in his faith.
从亚伯拉罕他凭着信心离开吾尔的时候
started with when Abraham by faith left his hometown Ur.
他等候神了应许给他的儿子
and waited for the promised son.From God.
有就等候神为佢哋预备嗰个城
，and waited for the city that God had promised him.
啊，上次啊，我哋讲到啊，伯拉罕啊，佢因为佢讲大话，啊，差啲使到佢个妻子撒拉受到羞辱。
And we had also learned from previous chapters that due to Abraham's lies, he almost dishonored his own wife Sarah.
之后咧，有人喺度讲笑咁同我讲啦。
So after afterwards, someone jokingly said to me,
阿牧师啊，你讲嘅嘢好似同圣经嘅相反喎。
Pastor, what you had just said is just the opposite of what the Bible said.
啊，圣经话亚伯拉罕系一个信心之父嘛。
The Bible tells us that Abraham is the father of faith.
冇错，系啊，但喺神佢能够被唔系。在亚伯拉罕能够被称为是信心之父之前
，Indeed, that's what the Bible says. But before Abraham can be called the father of faith,
在亚伯拉罕能够称为佢是神的朋友之前
，before he can be called the friend of God,
在佢能够通过今次的试验之前
，before he could pass this test today,
佢。亚伯拉罕系曾经经过好多嘅磨练、困难同埋失败。
Abraham had gone through many, many tests, difficulties, and failures.
而且佢都会继续嘅喺呢个信心嘅路上去奔跑。
And he continued to walk to do the race in this walk of faith.
继续去奔跑，直至到佢见到主嘅面为止。
To continue his race until he see God again.
我哋人每一个人，我哋所面对嘅试验或者困难，都系神所应许嘅，同埋所命定嘅。
Every difficulty is something that God had already promised us.
系神所允许嘅，就临到我哋嘅身上。
It is something that God allowed to happen to us.
是我们能够承受到的。
It is something that God knows we can withstand.
而且在期间神会他应许过供应给我们有引导同埋有能力去面对。
And God would give us the strength and the guidance in order to face these tests.
并且在个困难的里面去教导我们去信靠他。
And through all these difficulties, God teaches us how to rely on Him.
喺嗰个相信神都预备嘅俾我哋嘅都系最好。
And to truly believe everything that God prepares for us is for our own good.
以致我哋能够安稳嘅喺神嘅手里面过我哋每日嘅生活，去顺服神。
So that we can be at peace in living daily in God's hands.
然之后喺十五至到第十八节嘅里面。
And in verses 15 to 18,
神更加清楚嘅显示俾亚伯拉罕听佢嘅应许同埋俾佢嘅计划。
God continue to let Abraham see his promise and his plan.
神会更多嘅祝福佢嘅子孙，地上嘅万国呢啲因为佢嘅后裔就得福。
That God will continue to bless his descendants and all the nations will be blessed. Because of his offsprings. And in this greater walk of faith, and here it says, as well as the entire Bible, that God will provide. And God will provide an even greater blessing, the arrival of his son. And because of the great blessing of his son, God had already provided for this sacrificial lamb for the burnt offering.
就是那隻一日的那隻被困在個樹林的 當中的羔羊 的公羊。
It was a ram that had been stuck in the thistle.
就是這隻公羊它代替了以撒是被獻上來做燔祭。
It was this ram that substituted for Isaac as a burnt offering.
亞伯拉罕好像在死的裡面就得回他的祭一樣。
And it's as if Abraham had gotten his son back from death. As Abraham was prepared to raise his knife to kill his son Isaac,
天使就在那里叫停亚伯拉罕，而保存了以撒的生命。
The angels called Abraham and saved Isaac's life.
这个不是亚伯拉罕的功劳，而是这个神给他的恩典。
This was not the merit of Abraham. It was indeed grace of God.
所以亚伯拉罕他的心里就很惊叹，很感恩。
So Abraham was very, very thankful.
但为这个地方起名叫做耶和华以勒。
And he called this place God provides.
耶和华以勒的意思就是神会必会预备。
And the word Jehovah Jireh means that God will provide.
即是说呢，这个从人立约和守约的主呢，必定会预备。
That this Lord who institute and make promises will provide.
去预备那个献祭的羔羊，使到罪人能够来到亲近神。
He provides this sacrificial lamb so that men can once again be reconciled and be close to God.
这个创世纪的作者摩西那个时代的人很清楚这个这样的献祭。
So that the people in Moses' time, who is the author of Genesis,clearly understood what offering was.
神俾摩西好清楚指示话佢要点样嘅祭同埋点样嘅祭物。
Because God had clearly told Moses about the offering and the sacrifices.
先系个逾越节嘅时候要涂喺个门框上边嘅羔羊嘅血。
And started with the Passover.That they needed to put on the blood of the sacrificial lamb onto their door frames.
免这个以色列人去免他们死亡。
so that the Israelites will be spared death.
而且在会幕或者后来的圣殿里面有很多的献祭。
And then we see that there were many other offerings in the era of the tabernacle.
有代罪的羔羊还回祭替人去赎罪。
And then you have the atonement sacrifice and the scapegoat.
但这些献祭一点都不完全和很暂时。
But all these offerings were very temporary and they were not complete.
一定要等到耶稣基督这个除去世人罪孽的羔羊来到的时候才能够完成。
It can only be accomplished when Jesus, who is the Lamb of God, who will take away the sin of the world.
神自己预备这个完美的羔羊在十字架的一次的献上。
And God had provided this perfect sacrificial lamb in Jesus.
在希伯来书第9章第10节。
And in Hebrews, Chapter 9, verse
14.
14. How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God.
耶稣就是那个真正能够满足神的愤怒的犯罪羔羊。
Jesus is the only one who can satisfy and take away the sin of the world from God's wrath.
那个才是人类我们真正的需要。
He is the only person whom we need.
我们人的需要不单是要有个生活有保障，我有健康。
So our need is not only to have security and comfort.
但亚伯拉罕看到的多过这些，他知道人是需要去被拯救。
But Abraham was able to see beyond that, that we as human need salvation.
预备这个意思原文是说看到这样解。
The word provide in the original text, it meant to see.
神预备就是神看到。
God provides means God sees.
神看到人在罪恶里面的痛苦和结局。
God sees the suffering that we have in sin and the consequence of sin.
神看到我当我们人面对死亡的时候那个不安和恐惧。
God sees our fear, our insecurity when we are facing death.
就这样神因为爱世人的缘故差遣他的独生子耶稣来到这个世界上。
And it is because God so loved the world that he sent his one and only son Jesus to earth.
神就为世人预备这个犯罪的羔羊。
So when God provided this sacrificial lamb for the burnt offering,
在约翰福音第8章第56节。
In John chapter 8, 56,
他就描述当日亚伯拉罕看见 神为他预备那个献祭的公羊。
It tells of how Abraham could see that sacrificial lamb.
耶稣说你们的祖宗欢欢喜喜的仰望那个日子，既然看见，他就快乐了。
Here in John 8:56, Jesus said, "Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad."
当亚伯拉罕见到神预备来代替以撒羔羊羔的时候，
So when Abraham saw this ram that was to substitute for Isaac as a sacrifice,
佢就其实佢就预先睇到神咗预备嗰只系除去世人嘅羔羊。
Abraham
世人罪孽嘅羔羊。
Abraham also saw what God had provided for the world, a lamb, a sacrificial lamb in Jesus.
当佢睇到嘅时候，亚伯拉罕佢就喜乐啦。
So when Abraham saw that, he was glad.
后来建造喺呢一个耶和华山上嘅圣殿，亦都系人用嚟献上赎罪祭嘅地方。
And also, this mountain was a place of sacrifice and salvation for mankind.
啊，更加神咗预备呢个完全无瑕疵嘅羔羊。亦都系同一个山上，加勒洛山上，亦都为世人献上做呢个挽回祭。
And it is in another mountain of the mountain.
同一个山。
Oh, on the same mountain, that God prepared a sacrifice for man's sin.
喺同一个山上。佢个儿子耶稣基督就献上为人类作做呢个挽回祭。
And it is on the same mountain his son Jesus was sacrificed so that we could be saved.
喺亚伯拉罕献上佢个儿子独生嘅儿子，佢所爱嘅以撒嘅时候。
So when Abraham was going to offer his son, his only son, whom he loved,
神就 spare 即保留咗以撒嘅生命。
God spared the life of Isaac.
啊，并且保留佢嘅后裔，亦都喺佢其中一个后裔以后，其中一个后裔耶稣基督嚟到嘅时候。
And God preserved all of Abraham's offspring, including Jesus Christ.
但今次神并冇保留 spare 耶稣基督嘅生命。
But this time God did not spare the life of Jesus.
耶稣同样系神嘅儿子，独生嘅儿子，系神所爱嘅耶稣。
Jesus is the Son of God, the only Son of God whom God loves.
耶稣虽然他可以差遣天使来到去除灭这个恶人。
So God could very easily send his angels to get rid of the bad people.
但耶稣他去顺服父神的旨意，他被人去钉在十字架的上面。
But Jesus obeyed the will of God and he remained nailed on the cross.
在他经历到最黑、最大的黑暗的时候，
And as Jesus experienced his greatest darkness,
他在那里呼喊，我的神啊，我的神啊，为什么你离弃我呢？
Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?
他天上一片的静默，
And the sky was darkened and silent.
在那里没有天使去喊停。
There were no crying out from the angels.
父神忍住痛的掩面去不看。
And God, his father, in his pain, turned his face away from his son.
神那天他定没有保留耶稣的生命。
God did not spare his son that day.
耶稣基督嗰日喺嗰日，佢完全佢将自己去献上。
And Jesus gave of himself totally that day.
直到成了。
It is finished.
但系三日之后，神就叫耶稣基督复活。
In 3 days, God raised Jesus from death.
叫世人因住佢嘅牺牲，我哋能世人能够得到重生。
So that because of Christ's sacrifice, that we can live.
啊，信徒灵都被呼召成为一个神所喜悦嘅群体，即系教会。
And he called a community that God is please, which is his church. So in that, people can get to know Jesus.
In Romans 8, verse 32,
it says, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?
但这个这么伟大的爱, 就正是要对付我们的心里头的骄傲。
This great love of God is face to face with the pride in our hearts.
但这个这么伟大的爱正显露出我们心里头的不信。
And this great love of God also reveals our unbelief.
显露出我们那个不信服神的罪。
It also reveals the sin of disobedience. So that all these sin need to be nailed on the cross with Christ. And in this ultimate provision of God,
And
it is because of Jesus' ultimate sacrifice that we can become living sacrifice. So that we may live a life that is pleasing to God. There are lots of things that we know how we should proceed. But we also know who holds tomorrow. Because when we know that God had given up his most precious son to us, so how much more will he provide for us in other things? And God had been with us throughout any kind of circumstance to give us strength and power so that we can be victorious in our difficulties. So no matter what the circumstance, we can put everything in God's hands. There are many, many decisions that we always have to make. But I deeply believe that God will provide. As we fear God, as we totally offer ourselves up to God, when we submit and obey God's word, God will point us the way. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, you know our needs. You know what we are facing today and what we need. Even when we do not know what our next steps would lead us, but God, in your word, in the Bible, you have promised us that those who trust and fear the Lord will have nothing to fear. You will provide for those who rely and fear you.
学习好似阿巴拉罕咁，能够愿将自己最爱、最珍爱嘅献上喺你嘅面前。
Lord, may we be like Abraham, that we may be able to offer up the things and the people that we most love.
帮助我哋更加嘅全心咁去爱你。
So that you can help us to continue to love you wholeheartedly.
我哋咁样祈祷，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
We pray all these in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.